Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Lola with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, warning the upcoming content mentions abortion. Mater Hospital's religious abortion ban left couple feeling abandoned. A Brisbane couple attended the Mater Hospital for prenatal scans. They say they were devastated to learn their baby was at high risk of a serious genetic abnormality. They said they felt abandoned when the Catholic-run hospital informed them it would not perform terminations, even when the fetus has a serious medical condition. Advocacy groups say although abortion is legal in Queensland, there is a lot of work to be done to improve access.
A second man has been charged over the plot for an import of 140 kilograms of cocaine into Queensland. The man had been charged in connection with the alleged plot import of millions of dollars worth of cocaine into the Gold Coast. Police allege that the 44-year-old man from Sydney travelled to the Gold Coast address with a 35-year-old former lifeguard to collect the blocks under the assumption that they contained cocaine, and the man is convicted and faces potential sentence of life imprisonment. In national news, a recent report from Super Consumers Australia has brought to light the discriminatory policies and regulations which prevent First Nations people from accessing their superannuation. Research conducted in collaboration with Mobstrong Debt Help found that many Indigenous Australians are experiencing delays in accessing their savings due to the design barriers. One of the biggest issues in requirement for their identity verification, and if clients are not able to fill out all aspects of the verification system, they are told that the super fund can't help them any further. These systematic issues are being reviewed in alignment with the government requiring super funds to use clear, respectful and accessible communications with all members as of early this year. Super Consumers Australia spokesperson Xavier O'Halloran has said that he is pleased with the current reviews but still hopes for more accountability and accessibility for all Australian super funds in the future.
Laws that strip childcare fundings from centres breaching standards to be introduced. Labor will introduce legislation this morning to cut childcare subsidy funding for centres repeatedly failing safety requirements. However, the government will not say what the benchmark of failure actually is, how it will be defined. Education ministers from the Commonwealth states and territories will meet next month to discuss what else should be done to improve child safety.
In international news, as of this morning, Ozzy Osbourne has died at age 76. The heavy metal fans have woken up to sad news of Ozzy's death, remembering him for his stardom with Black Sabbath, as well as his legendary solo career as the Prince of Darkness. A statement from his family has said he was with family and surrounded by love at the time of his passing, and they ask everyone for their respect for their family's privacy at this hard time. The rock and roll icon sold over 100 million albums throughout his music career, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Black Sabbath in 2006 and again as a solo artist in 2024. Alongside his incredible vocal abilities and charisma, Ozzy will also be remembered for his memorable moments at his concerts, including biting the head off a bat at a 1982 Iowa concert. All of us at 4ZZZ recognise Ozzy's contribution to the music industry, and may he rest in peace.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with possible storms in the afternoon. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That is all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.